Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I'm Veronica Vilsky, speaking with Matthew Rotzler. Matthew attended our Spanish in Medicine program in Cusco. Matthew, bienvenido.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Matthew Rotzler. I'm 19 years old, and I'm going to be a sophomore at Calvin College in Grand Rapids in the fall, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I am studying biochemistry and Spanish to hopefully one day become a dentist.
Let's go back to kind of your frame of mind before you went to Cusco. Why did you initially decide to attend the Spanish and Medicine program?
I knew that having experience abroad is a very invaluable experience, and it's something I really wanted to participate in. However, looking ahead at my four-year class schedule, I knew it'd be very difficult to try to fit in a semester abroad. So when I heard about ACELA and the opportunity that they provided over the summer, I thought it was a great fit because I didn't need to miss any school, and I would be able to go to a new country and just have a really good time and immerse myself in the culture over the summer. So it just worked out really well for my schedule, so I thought I'd take the opportunity.
Good. And were you pleased with it? Did you accomplish the goals you were hoping for?
Yeah, definitely. After going to Peru, my ability to listen to Spanish and understand what's being said to me has improved significantly. And, I love the language more. I've gained a greater appreciation for it. And I love speaking it. It's just a lot of fun. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you say your Spanish level was going into the program?
I had studied Spanish for about 5 years before going to Peru, so I would say I was about an intermediate level. Like, I definitely knew, like, the structure of the language and, like, verbs and, like, conjugations and stuff, but I wasn't very comfortable with my ability to speak, and I didn't practice it at all. But just being able to go to a country where Spanish is primarily spoken and you're forced to kind of have your mind frame switched from English to Spanish, it was definitely a very good experience and very valuable.
Do you think that somebody who didn't have your background in Spanish could still successfully complete the program?
Yes, I think that it would be very possible for that to happen because I actually lived with a girl that was learning Spanish for the very first time when she came to Peru. She had taken no previous classes, and by the end, she was able to talk with her host mom, have a good conversation, and just go with it. So I would definitely encourage even people who have no previous Spanish experience, because the people at the school are very caring and very knowledgeable about the Spanish language and are there to help you learn. So no matter what your level is, I think you definitely are able to succeed.
Good. Speaking Spanish can be intimidating in and of itself, and then you not only went to study abroad, but you also jumped into a medical shadowing. What was shadowing like in a second language?
It was definitely different because I have also done shadowing here in the town I live in, and it was different, number one, because in Peru, the hospitals, just kind of like the quality of the hospitals is a lot different. In America, it is, like, spotless, and there's no dirt or anything anywhere. It's very, very sanitary, very secure. And they were just kind of a little more lackadaisical about those types of things in Peru. But, the hospital is definitely still functioning. But it was definitely the biggest hindrance was if I had a question for the doctor, I would try to figure out a way to ask the question in a way that would be understood in Spanish, but it's very difficult because a lot of, like, you know, medical terms are very specific kind of, like, intricate. But the doctors there, to become a doctor there, I was told that it is required that you learn a second language. It doesn't necessarily have to be English, but that is the language that a lot of the doctors have chosen. So, I mean, even if you didn't know exactly what you wanted to say, the doctors could kind of get there with you because they had a basic understanding of English as well. So you could kind of both use your foreign languages to try to get your message across. And it was a good time. The shadowing was definitely a very good experience and a very, very good time.
Yeah. What types of medical shadowing and volunteer work did you do?
So volunteer work, we were able to volunteer at a children's hospital where kids had serious diseases and needed to be in the hospital for extended periods of time. And we would go there, and we would pretty much just hang out with the kids, make them feel loved, play with them, just try to make their day. And then we would also go to a special needs home where people live that have either been abandoned or have a mental disability. And when we went there, we just kind of hung out with the people as well because they don't get a lot of company. So just being able to spend time with somebody was definitely a good experience for them. So that was awesome. And then regarding shadowing, I was able to shadow the first couple days I was in triage, and I was taking blood pressure, heights, weights of patients before they actually saw the doctor. Another day I was in the infectious disease ward and was able to see some tuberculosis patients, some yellow fever patients, crazy diseases like that. And then one of the final times that I shadowed, I was actually able to shadow a gastro doctor and watch him interact with his patients and give a couple endoscopies and colonoscopies and everything. So I definitely got a taste of what medicine looks like in Peru, and it was very intriguing.
Mm-hmm. How did the opportunities impact you?
It definitely gave me a new perspective on medicine. But I knew that America was very fortunate to have the medical system that it does and the resources available to it. But just going to not even a developing country like Peru, Cusco was a very well-developed country or a very well-developed city. But even so, some of the hospitals definitely were in rougher condition than like I would have liked to have seen. And it just gave me an extra passion, or like a stronger passion for the people in Peru, because just seeing the way that they live and seeing the way that like the hospital system works, it just really impacted me and made me want to like maybe even move back there one day and be a doctor or a dentist there to really help some people that I'm like passionate about and know that I could really use the help.
Yeah, that'd be really neat to go back.
I would love that. That would be mm-hmm. awesome.
So did you know anybody going into this program?
No, I did not. I was the only student from my college to go, and I didn't know anybody else from any of the other colleges either. So when I went in, I was meeting everybody for the first time, and I think a lot of people were in the same boat as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Not like there were a few students that knew maybe like one or two people maximum. But other than that, like we were all kind of in the same boat, wanting to make friends, not wanting to be alone and homesick from our families for 6 entire weeks. So we were all pretty anxious to make some friends. So yeah.
Yeah. So that must have happened pretty quickly then.
Yeah. Yeah. It was no problem. Like the first day of school, we were all getting to know each other, and yeah, we made friends quickly.
Good. So what did your weekday generally look like in class at Acela?
So for the first 3 weeks, we had like grammar and conversation class. So for the first 2 hours, we would have grammar where we were put into like individual levels of like Spanish, where Spanish-speaking levels were. And then we would have a grammar class based on that for 2 hours. And then the second 2 hours of the day were conversation, where there were people in our class of similar speaking abilities, and we would have a teacher in there with us, and they would just kind of give us a topic to talk about for the day, or maybe like listen to a story and try to discuss themes or something like that. And that just was really awesome to improve like our speaking ability. And yeah, we did that 5 times a day, and five times a week. And it that would have been a lot. But, yeah, so we had 5 hours of class every day. And the first hour from 8 to 9 was kind of a Spanish vocabulary class where we learned words, you know, like task or needle or wheelchair or something like that. So we kind of have like, three different, like, sessions or sections. But overall, 5 hours of class, yeah.
Nice. How did the teaching methods that the professors used compare to your high school and university learning?
For the most part, the teachers didn't really know that much English, so everything needed to be in Spanish. Like the lower level, like Spanish teachers knew more English since their students didn't know as much Spanish, but like the upper level teachers didn't need to know as much English. So it was definitely a different different environment, needing to constantly be thinking in Spanish, like asking your questions in Spanish, receiving an explanation in Spanish. Like it was definitely different, because in my college I've had experience, like if you really needed to, you could like ask your teacher like an important question in English and she would respond, but like that wasn't even an option here. So you needed to make sure that you were paying attention close and like learning, but it was definitely very effective, and I think it helped me learn more quickly than the other way back home and here in the States, because like if you're constantly speaking a certain language, like you're that much more likely to like retain it and be able to speak it more in the future. So I liked the speaking style.
Good. Did you find that the Peruvian accent was pretty easy to understand?
Yeah, I did. I mean, for the most part, there wasn't anything outrageous that they did differently from like what I had learned. Like I think Peruvian Spanish is definitely one of the easier ones, because they speak a little more slowly and they don't have any kind of strange pronunciations or anything like that. So I like Peruvian Spanish a lot.
What was the most memorable trip or excursion that you did while in South America?
I would say that my trip to the Amazon jungle with seven of my friends and I was definitely the best. We took a 4-day weekend because there was a holiday on the Friday, and so we took off Thursday from class and we're gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and took a trip to the Amazon and kind of stayed in a little hut with a guide, and he showed us around. We were like kind of living on a small lake, and he told us all about the animals and like the plants and the insects and all that kind of stuff. It was incredible. It was definitely an experience of a lifetime to be able to go to the Amazon jungle. So I'm very happy that I was able to do that.
What's the coolest animal you saw?
Oh man, I caught a piranha. We went piranha fishing and I caught one of those. So that was really cool. I don't know
that
if that was
crazy.
Like the best animal, but it was up close and I caught it. So that was pretty special.
Yeah. Then you just release it?
No, we actually kept it, and then I had it for breakfast the next morning.
Huh. How did it taste?
Not that good, but that's okay.
How do you get it off the hook? Isn't that kind of dangerous?
Yeah, I just kind of let the guide do it. I wasn't going to touch it, so I let him take care of it.
Oh, that's awesome. So what other, like, you can just list off other activities that you did on your weekends.
We did Rainbow Mountain, we went whitewater rafting, horseback riding, Machu Picchu, various things. It was awesome. We did something every weekend. Not a single weekend did I sit around and wished I had something to do. So it was, I was very fortunate to be able to kind of take so many mini trips while I was down there.
Nice. Did you have any, like, particular mistakes that you made while in class or Spanish-speaking blunders?
Yeah, there's a lot of words, just like in any language, a lot of words that sound similar. So I would just kind of say confidently one thing, and they would give me a funny look and be like, do you mean this? And I'd be like, yeah, that's embarrassing. Or, like, using like a feminine pronoun when talking to a guy, or a masculine pronoun when talking to a girl, and they would kind of look at me funny. Like, they know what you're saying, but it just kind of sounds funny to them. So I definitely got embarrassed more than one time, but like that's kind of the fun of it. If you know that they know that you're trying to learn, and they think it's funny, so they're there to help you through any mistakes that you make. But even if it may be a little embarrassing, you'll get used to it. So
that's awesome. So how has your perspective on life, your future career, or our world changed after this program?
I just think it's a great reminder that, like, those of us who live in the U.S., it can be really easy to kind of, like, stay in our bubble and think that everybody has access to clean water and everybody has access to electricity and sufficient money. But, like, just moving to, or
essentially moving to a different country for 6 weeks and just immersing yourself into that culture and seeing their way of life and how different it is, but how, I don't know, just how amazing it is and how well it works. Like it was just refreshing to see a different way of life rather than the very quick hustle and bustle of the U.S. Like a lot of people say that like people in South American countries don't like pay attention to the clock as much. Like they aren't as tied down with time, and they're not. Mm-hmm. And that was something awesome. It was awesome to be able to just kind of like relax, take your time, enjoy what you're doing, and not feel rushed to go every place all the time. And so I just think being able to experience a different culture, see a different way of life, and kind of adapt yourself to that lifestyle is something very important to do and everyone should experience. So,
do you have some encouragement for people thinking of attending a Spanish in medicine program?
Yeah, I do. I would say I was very on the fence at the beginning when I first heard about this program. I didn't know whether or not I would have enough money, whether or not I would be able to succeed, how kind of my summer job plan would look like when I got back. But I just kind of went for it. I took a leap of faith and just trusted that it would all work out, because mm-hmm. I think it's very important to take these opportunities while we're young and have the time to do something like this, because, number one, it's very, very beneficial. Like, I don't have a single regret from the trip. And you make memories that last a lifetime and friends that last a lifetime and maybe fall in love with a new culture and have a new home like one day. So no matter what you're feeling, no matter how tentative you are, I would recommend that you still go for it anyway, because more than likely you're going to like love your decision and have the time of your life. So
good. Do you have a favorite Spanish word or phrase?
I do. My favorite Spanish phrase is vale la pena, which means it's worth it. And on our trek up Rainbow Mountain, it's 6.5 miles one way. We kept saying vale la pena because we were hoping it was worth the 6.5 mile walk all the way up the mountain, and it was. It was breathtaking, and it's been a phrase that I've thought many times over and over since I've gotten back and throughout the rest of that trip. Whenever something was getting hard or getting tough, I would just say vale la pena, and it's just kind of like, oh yeah, it was a good encouragement to go back and just kind of push through whatever you're going through. So that was my favorite phrase.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time and sharing your expertise with our listeners. It'll be nice to be able to share your advice with other people, and buena suerte en todo.
Gracias.